على محمد. قال لا
محمد يا ربي صلي عليه وسلم. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله. الحمد لله، الحمد لله وكفى، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسول الله، أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. Alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah, and thanks and praises are due to Allah Ta'ala who gathered us on this wonderful occasion, this beautiful day of Jumu'ah, the best day of the week. Allah bless us with His favor, subhanAllah, and many others are deprived of this favor. And that's why we are of those, the Ummah of Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who show gratitude to Allah Ta'ala. And every week we show gratitude, inshallah, Allah will return us to this beautiful places. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen. And today, subhanAllah, we speak about something very, very interesting, mashaAllah. And our topic is, it's a unique one, right? To see the test that Allah Ta'ala placed upon the shoulders of the people. What if Allah tests us with the truth? Ajib. Because normally what we feel is if we are tested, it's either a calamity, it's poverty, or it's an accident, or a loss of life, These and this we feel as being calamities and being trials and tests. But if we think about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, for example, in the Quran, where, and mashallah, there's a nice quiz, you know, who knows where's the first place that Allah Ta'ala mentioned Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in the Quran? Surah Al-Baqarah. Anybody knows? Uffad. Just one? Verse number 124. وَإِذْ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمَ. Allah Ta'ala speak to Ibrahim, and look what Allah start off the life and the mentioning of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam with. وَإِذْ ابْتَلَى إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبُّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ فَأَتَمَّهُنَّ. Allah Ta'ala says that. And mention of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam, Ibrahim was tried by his Lord with, they say, kalimat. Allah Ta'ala mentions kalimat, right? And he fulfilled them. فَأَتَمَّهُنْ, Allah Ta'ala says. And that is why I mentioned that sometimes we feel that the trials and the tests, and if we listen to how Ibrahim was tested, it was بِكَلِمَات. Allah Ta'ala did not mention that we trialed Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam with him through his father being thrown into the fire. That's a calamity, that's a trial. Allah Ta'ala don't mention about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's trial with regards to his son, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, that he had to slaughter. But Allah say, bi-kalimat. And the Mufassirin speaks about the word kalimat. What is the kalimat? It is al-ahd. It is the covenant that we have with Allah Ta'ala. The covenant of la ilaha illallah. So amazing how Allah Ta'ala introduced the grandfather of Anbiya, the great-great-grandfather of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And Allah Ta'ala introduced him by saying that we have trialed and tested Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam bi kalimat, with the ahd, with the covenant. And he fulfilled it. فَأَتَمَّهُنْ. What is our ahd with Allah Ta'ala? You know, every day when something happened to us, we complain. Why is this happening to me? But we have a covenant with Allah Ta'ala. And our covenant is, when we say La ilaha illallah, we accept everything from Allah Ta'ala, whether good or whether bad. And how does Allah test us? Allah says in the Quran, في الضراء والسراء. Right? Allah Ta'ala, He tests us in hardship, and Allah Ta'ala tests us in sarra, ease. So, mashallah, there is a beautiful statement of Abdurrahman ibn Auf, where he mentions, and this is a Sahabi. And look at the acknowledgement of a Sahabi. Right? We complain, mashallah, but do we acknowledge? So the Sahabi Abdurrahman ibn Auf, and we all know the story of Abdurrahman ibn Auf. There's no one today that can claim that he is more rich than Abdurrahman ibn Auf.
No matter how much wealth you have today, you can be the richest guy and all of them together, they will never come close to the wealth that Abdurrahman ibn Auf has possessed in his life. And for some of us, it's difficult to fathom. But who says this? He himself says this. Rasulullah speaks about him like this. So we are Muslim and we accept that. He was one of the most rich ashab of Rasulullah, but he was one of the sahaba that used to give in the cause of Allah all the time. All the time. He never blinked when there was a need for this ummah. When the Prophet Muhammad had a call, he did not think twice. Another one of the sahaba that was like that, anybody knows? Uthman ibn Affan. Till today, there's a waqf. If you go to Medina, you see the building of the waqf of Uthman ibn Affan. Up until today, it is looking after students. Up until today, it maintains the haram. Ajib. That haram that was, you know, the original haram is about 35 kilometers, I think. You know, in diameter. 35 kilometers. How huge is the haram of Medina today? Why? The sacrifice of Uthman ibn Affan, who contributed and expanded not only in Medina but also in Mecca. He contributed, subhanAllah. Can you imagine on his scale of good? Ajib, till today the Haramain is being sustained by his wealth. That's why today we think we're rich. We drive a posh car, we live in a posh house, we're living the life. The Gucci's, right? What's the techies nowadays? I don't know. My time was diesel. I was a diesel guy, mashallah. I wasn't Vin Diesel, but I was diesel guy. So, Maaf? Versace. What is it today, man? There's a nice Fabiani. That's today. I wish I can buy me Fabiani. It's just a wish. And then when I wish and I realize that it's too expensive for me, I say, Allah, in the Akhirah, I want to have better than this. Allah. I mean, then I feel all right. And I feel good again, mashallah. Now we're going to drape it in the Akhirah, guys. We're going to yak it out, inshallah. Ameen. We're going to wear nice, mashallah. Right? Your wife is not going to recognize you and your husband is not going to recognize you. Just because the way that you yak it. And you're not only going to yak it with clothes. You're going to yak it with a nose and eyes and hair, mashallah. You're going to even go buy that at the market. Allahu Akbar. It seems funny, but it's the truth. You can beautify yourself in the marketplace in Jannah. Yourself. You know, I wonder who everybody want to look like. That day I'm going to say, oh, you want to go live for Ronaldo. Although you were a Liverpool supporter, you like this style and this drape. No, mashallah. Allah bless. Allah bless, inshallah. But Ibn Abdurrahman ibn Awfi says, مُبْتَلِينَا فِي الضَّرَّى فَصَبَرْنَا. That when we were tested with difficulty, right? فَصَبَرْنَا. Then we practiced patience. We practiced patience. So he understood and he mentions to us, right? In order for us to reflect that when we are, and normally this is the case, right? When we are afflicted with difficulty, فَصَبَرْنَا. We do patience because that's the natural thing to do when we listen to what Allah Ta'ala says. But look at him. He confesses, he says, وَبْتَلِينَا فِي السَّرَّى فَلَمْ يَصْبُرْ فَلَمْ يَصْبِرْنَا. He says, but when we were tested with ease, then we never practiced patience. And is that not us? When things are going good, Allah is the furthest from our mind. No, then it's I did this. It's mine. Do you know who I am? And all the statements come. And the chest grows a bit bigger, you know, and the muscles become a bit, you know. My grand used to say, Lubia mat ilta unase arms, you know. You know what's ilta? I don't know what's ilta in English. What is that? You know what's ilta in English? I don't know. It's like the hard stuff you get on your fingers here. Calluses. Calluses, yes. My grand used to say, look how he's walking with calluses under his armpits there. You know, he's growing that. Subhanallah. You know, why is he walking like that? They didn't like it. Our elders never liked for people to push out their chests. Because Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, what? That don't walk on the earth. وَلَا تَمْشِي فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرْحَى. Don't walk on the earth like that. Allah Ta'ala despises people that walks like that, boastful. Subhanallah. And Allah Ta'ala protect us from that. But yeah, listen. We should not only practice patience when we are trialed with difficulties. Because when we're in difficulty, we know who to turn to. We turn to Allah. We cry to Allah Ta'ala for ease. And when the ease come, now, fi sarra, Abdurrahman ibn Auf confessed as a Sahabi, falam yasbir. Then we didn't practice patience. And this is a shortcoming from us as humans. Even in good times, practice patience. Be grateful. Because you have it today. But Allah is all powerful. Tomorrow you might have nothing. Tomorrow you might look down on somebody that has nothing. Tomorrow Allah makes that one somebody. And then you are the nothing. This is Allah Ta'ala's way that Allah teaches us through the great guys in their minds. They thought that they were the greatest of people. And who did they look at down at? At the Anbiya that were the most humble of people. And what did they want to do? They wanted to wipe them off the surface of the earth. And then Allah Ta'ala turned the tides. Then Musa became one that we mentioned today in a state of izzah and honor. Of reverence we speak about. He is a Nabi Musa. You know who Nabi Musa, subhanAllah, there's no one that cannot know the story of Nabi Musa, alayhi salatu wasalam. But if you speak about Fir'aun, the only thing we hear about Fir'aun is what a tyrant he was. All the worst things you hear about him. You know, he couldn't even be buried under the ground because the ground don't want him. Allah kept him above the surface of the earth to show us disgrace, what disgrace truly is. And you think you can stand in the footsteps of Allah? Think you can play Allah and judge people the way Allah judges people? Then that is your destiny. Allah is teaching us. So be careful, don't walk in His footsteps. But Ajib, sometimes today we still feel that we are powerful. We have no power, and Allah protect us. So Allah Ta'ala, the greatest, He says that the greatest test that Allah Ta'ala speak about is the test of the ahd, of La ilaha illallah. And this is the truth. This is our test. Allah tests us with the truth every day, with an ahd. When Allah Ta'ala asked us, Alastu bi Rabbikum? Am I not your Lord? Allah Ta'ala asked us before creation were even sent down to earth. In the Alamatul Arwah, we were there together. And in one and in unison, we said, what? Bala, Ya Rabbi, Shahidna. We bear testimony that you are our Lord, Allah. And then when we come into the earth, we take everything else as our Lord. We consider our own efforts. We do what we want. You know, like the Yahud, the Bani Israel, in their time. Can you imagine this? Allah Ta'ala fed them from Jannah. Yeah. How I wish that can happen. Ma'idatan min as-sama, Allah say, Allah send the food for them from the sama on a table decorated for them from Jannah. Allahu Akbar. You know, how I wish that table can come down. You know, imagine you eat the fruit of Jannah. You eat the food of Jannah on this earth. There's nothing else that you're going to want to eat after that. You want to eat the food of Jannah every day. They had the food of Jannah. What did they tell Allah? Ya Rabbi, we don't want this. We want to plant our own seeds. We want to water it and we want to make profits. Ajib, what an arrogant nation it was. They were not grateful to the ni'm, to the favors that Allah bestowed upon them. And Allah snatched it away. And now today, who's suffering? Ya Allah, kikum nasvik. Oh, suffer so my in the earth. SubhanAllah. You know, because of the weakness of being human. And that's what we need to understand. That we are weak. We have a creator that is all powerful. And He is the only one that is in control. And He is testing us with the greatest test. And that is the test of La ilaha illallah. The test to believe in your heart and firmly believe that there's only one deity to worship and that is Allah. It's not about us. It's not about them. It's about the outcome. And what's the outcome is either you're going to be successful or you're going to be unsuccessful. And that covenant, subhanAllah, that we have with Allah Ta'ala, we need to fulfill that covenant. It's hard work. And what is that covenant? It is the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala says, فَاتَّبِعُونِي. You want my love and success? Follow Him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you're going to follow Him, mashallah, you will fulfill this covenant. And I will grant you such a gift that you cannot imagine. مَاذَا عِينٌ رَأَتْ. You can't, nobody saw that except Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَا أُذُنٌ سَمِعَتْ. No ear has ever heard what is happening there. وَلَا خَطْرَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِ بَشَرٍ. No heart and mind can perceive what Jannah is about. La ilaha illallah. Do we think Jannah is cheap? Jannah is not cheap. Hell is cheap. Hell is very cheap. You want to go to hell? Do what you want. Allah Ta'ala said, do. If I do what you want. If I do whatever you want. And if you're going to do that, you're going to see the outcome. There's going to be a consequence for that outcome. The outcome is we're going to send you fi nari jahannam khalidina fiha. That will be your abode forever. Allah protect us. Ameen. But if you work hard, and what is Jannah? It's not cheap. Jannah is sacrifice and toil and taking nonsense of people and just humble yourself and make 1,000 excuses for the other person. Although he doesn't want to make excuses for you, you still make excuses for him. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam is our greatest example. Mocked him, called him names. They did everything to him. They made his life a living hell on earth. But what did he do? He says, Inni ashku bathi. Oh Allah, I complain to you about myself. It's because of my weakness that I cannot have an impact on these people's heart. Ya Allah, don't punish them. Why? Innakum la ta'lamun. Because they don't know. Where do we have a heart to do that? Do you have a heart if somebody hurt you to say, Ya Allah, forgive him? Innaka la ta'lam. We don't know what he's doing. You got to say, Ya Allah, destroy him. That is our response. Our Nabi teaches us beautiful ways. Our Rasul Sallallahu teaches us what Islam is. And through that beautiful, through that perfect akhlaq that he conducted himself with, there is an ummah today, subhanAllah. Even though we find ourselves probably in the weakest state that we ever were, we are still the greatest ummah. That we must process. Today, yes, we can boast about being the greatest ummah, but we in a situation where we probably practically never were before. And Allah forgive us for our shortcomings. Because we see in front of us the oppression. We can't even speak out against oppression. Haji. We fear humans. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. We fear our jobs. We fear hunger. We fear our car and our homes are going to be taken away from us. La ilaha illallah. I know this is hard because some people probably in their mind say, yeah, Mawlana, you can say that, but if it happens to you, alhamdulillah, man. May Allah protect us from that. May it never happen to us. But that is what life is about today. It's only about the materialistic things that we see. Because we were taught in the West that seeing is believing. What you see, that's what you must believe. La ilaha illallah. Whenever was it that a Muslim worried about hunger? Because Allah prepares us for that. Allah say, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ. Sometimes you're going to be hungry, my boy. Say, Alhamdulillah. And if we say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ, Allah say, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ. There will be glad tidings for you for practicing patience. And إِنَّ مَعَ الْأُسْرِ يُسْرًا, and when that yusr come after the difficulty, what do we say? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And then we can't believe, subhanAllah, we don't even acknowledge that difficulty because that difficulty will be forgotten immediately. Because here the ease is in front of me. Allah, my Allah is still looking at me and gazing upon me. That is the happy occasion that the Muslim feel. But if you are not connected to Allah, if you are not connected to Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then every difficulty will be aib for you. It will be sa'ab, it will be difficult for you. It will be where you complain. And you can't move forward. You go into a state of depression because the only thing that matters to us is this world. The true test is the ahd and the covenant of Allah. Remind yourself constantly, La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. There's a reason Allah Ta'ala says, Afdalu dhikri haqqan. That the best form of dhikr for you to do is La ilaha illallah. What does La ilaha illallah do? It is, we know this. La ilaha illallah, the day of Qiyamah, you're going to come. Your scale is going to be there and you're going to look and you say, Ya Salam. I'm doomed. I'm going to hell. There I'm going. SubhanAllah, look at all the bad actions on my scale. And then the one clause Allah Ta'ala will bring, La ilaha illallah, on the opposite side of that scale. And it will outweigh the dunya and whatever it contains. That is the power of La ilaha illallah. Only that La ilaha illallah can take you to Jannah. We know the story, inshallah, I'm ending off. And this is what we need to become. This is the true covenant that we speak about when we follow the way of Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That two brothers will come, not little brothers, but two of the brothers of the Ummah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will come on the day of Qiyamah. And the one brother will need one good action, just one good action, to enter into Jannah. If he don't have that good action, he will enter into Jahannam. And the other brother will come, he only have one good action. He's got nothing of good, only one good action. And he's going to meet up with his brother, and he looked at his brother and he says, "My brother, what is wrong?" He said, "I'm worried." "Why are you worried?" He said, "Because I only need one good action to enter Jannah." And he's going to say, "You know what? Take Mahayun. I'm already doomed for Jahannam. I only have one good action." And he's going to say, "Are you sure, brother?" I said, "Habibi, how can I enter Jannah with one good action? You take it, inshallah, you'll go to Jannah." And what do we think is going to happen? And Allah Ta'ala will come and question. Allah will say, "My brother, my servant, why did you do that?" Inshallah, Allah, I know I'm doomed for hell. That brother of mine, shame. You know, he's in a shocking state. He only needs one good action. So I thought, I only have one. I gave it to him, mashallah. Faddalu, there he goes to Jannah. What is Allah's response? Allah's response to that abd of Allah is going to be, and ya Allah, may Allah grant us closeness like that as brothers. You know, look at this brother. One good action. He felt for his brother. Today we have so much good and khair in our life, we feel nothing for our brothers. The only thing we can say is bad about our brothers. Allah protect us. But Allah Ta'ala will ask this brother, you know, this abd of Allah, "Do you think for one moment that you are more merciful than me? You are more merciful than me giving this servant one good action? You enter Jannah with him. That is my mercy." One act, where did he perform that act? On his last, he's doomed. Now I've got no good actions. I'm giving that last one. Allah Ta'ala shows his mercy. Why? Because of what? Because of the covenant of what? He's a Muslim. La ilaha illallah. He fulfilled that by not associating partners with Allah. La ilaha illallah takes him to Jannah. Allah Ta'ala show him that I am more merciful than any being. So enter with your brother into Jannah. May we be true brothers of one another. We will be tested with the truth every day of our lives. The question is, do we see that truth? Is life really about us? Is life really about 60 years, 70 years you're going to live? MashaAllah, are you still proud about the 60, 70 years? How much good did you do in the 60 years? And what are you going to present to Allah? You want to present to Allah 70 years of good actions that you've done? You think that is going to change Allah Ta'ala and His greatness? Allahu Akbar! Allah Ta'ala is the greatest! He doesn't need our good actions. We need Allah! We need Allah, Jamaat al-Muslim, more today than ever before. Let's fulfill that true covenant of La ilaha illallah. You hear bad, turn away from it. You hear people speaking bad about your brother, turn away from it. People that are fitna mongers, stay away from them. The only thing that they can do is create fitna. And we have a covenant with Allah, La ilaha illallah. We have a prophet that show us we can't be a part of this that is happening. And today they come in funny disguises. They come in disguises. They speak the tongue that, you know, in tongues that you want to hear. Because they are most eloquent in speech. But what they're doing is tafriq bain al-ummah. They create division in the ummah. Where today, more than ever, the ummah need to get together. The only thing they focus on is see what he's doing. See what they are doing. They are doomed for this. They are doomed for that. You mustn't go there. You mustn't go there. That is life. Allahu Akbar. We have a greater, 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 greater reality. That the reality is La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. The reality is that we need to unite and stand together as brothers. We don't have time for this fitna mongering anymore. Now the time is there's a cause that brings the community together. The cause of Palestine. The cause of Ghazans, which we've heard in the week. I spoke about the hadith, the hadith of Ghazza. I spoke about, and Sheikh Ibrahim Gabriel beautifully mentioned the hadith where he broke down in tears. Where Allah Ta'ala's messenger mentions that there's going to be a group of people in a certain place. They ask, "Ya Rasulullah, what place is this?" He says, Baytul Maqdis. وحواليه. And that what is surrounding it in the surrounding areas. That is where the people will come. That they will fight for this ummah. And they will be in difficulty. The Prophet said, although it will be so difficult for them, they will never give up on the cause of La ilaha illallah. How can we not stand with the people like that? When it is the words of your Nabi and my Nabi that is encouraging us to stand with them. Today we ask for them, Ya Salam. You know, there's a thousand questions that go through our mind. You know, when Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say, if you can't be there, and we know we can't be there, then let the fire burn and the lanterns burn in Masjid al-Aqsa. Send. Your intention is khair. Your intention is good. You do and Allah sees that. Don't let shaitan, you know. Allah speaks, Ya Salaam, I can speak for hours. وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ. He's busy with us now as we sit here. The Imam prata al yatafil. And that's why I'm ending off. I don't want you to follow that. May Allah Ta'ala forgive us for our shortcomings. Let us renew that covenant with Allah. Make tajdeed of La ilaha illallah. And whenever that bad thoughts come to mind and you hear bad, say La ilaha illallah. No man, we are the Ummah of Muhammad. We can't tolerate this. You know, and then we move on. And we do good. And all the khair that we do for the sake of Allah, as long as Allah knows in your heart that you are doing right. And you are doing for Allah's sake, you carry on with the good that you do. And you bring people close. And you bring people to Allah Ta'ala's house. And you bring people to Allah Ta'ala's deen. That is the right thing to do. People that chase you away from that, nah, we don't have time for that. And Allah bless us. Allah bless you, inshaAllah. Hayyakum Allah. There's just a few announcements that I want to make, inshaAllah ta'ala, and then we will carry on with the adhan bi'idhnillahi tabaraka wa ta'ala. InshaAllah ta'ala, we have a Palestine demonstration today, this afternoon at 5 p.m. inshaAllah ta'ala. I don't need to speak much about this. Please come out and support, inshaAllah ta'ala. We have a talaq cause. Yes, talaq cause that will take place at our masjid, Masjid Touba. It will be presented by Mullah Siraj Giri, inshallah ta'ala, starting the 27th of October, and then it will be the 3rd of November, inshallah, the 20th of October, the 27th of October, and the 3rd of November. So next week, inshallah, we start with this cause. I think it's imperative for us. If you don't know talaq, you've never studied talaq, this is where you need to be. Ya Allah, there is a pandemic when it comes to talaqs. It's crazy what is happening out there. The smallest thing, people just want to leave their relationships with their spouses. And Allah, 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 there's a reason why Allah Ta'ala's messenger says, and this is a weak hadith, but he says that the word talaq shakes the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. It shakes the arsh of Allah. Are we comfortable to shake the arsh because of Allah's anger? La ilaha illallah. Allah protect us. So inshallah, the youngsters, please, you know, attend this cause. Masih Raj Giri is a well-known, he's part of the fatwa department of the Muslim Judicial Council as well, inshallah Ta'ala. And then our masjid, madrasa, food and fun fair, it is this week, inshallah. Come out in your numbers. Support Allah's house, support the madrasa. Inshallah ta'ala, everything that you are doing and contributing, it's for a good cause. Right? We always try to encourage everyone that when you come, you know, be within the limits, be within the boundaries, subhanallah. But we must understand that we are a social nation. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a social being. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam had to interact with people. But there was obviously verifications why he interacted with people. Right? Don't go on a bandwagon. They mean to do D and they mean to do D. La hawla. Right? There are limits and there are people there that are watching. And mashallah, their parents are here and our wives are here and our husbands are here. Alhamdulillah, we're doing. And we always encourage these boundaries. So let us always stick to our boundaries. And alhamdulillah, we do it for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. All the khair, bringing the community together. May Allah reward us for our good intentions, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair and Allah bless all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله الصلاة. حي على الصلاة.
إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته.
أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. أشهد أن محمد رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فيا أيها المتقون اتقوا الله اتقوا الله اتقوا الله فإن التقوى ملاك الحسنات وعليكم بالسنة فإن السنة تهدي إلى الإطاعة ومن أطاع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى قال الله تبارك وتعالى في محكم التنزيل بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإذ ابتلى إبراهيم ربه بكلمات فأتمهن قال إني جاعلك للناس إماما قال ومن ذريتي قال لا ينال عهد الظالمين صدق الله العظيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من ستر مسلما ستره الله يوم القيامة أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله الجليل لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وخليله أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في محكم التنزيل بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقضاهم علي وفاطمة سيد نساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر الذنب رضي الله تعالى عنهم عن كل الصحابة أجمعين الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر من نصر دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وجعلنا منهم واخذل من خذل دين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا تجعلنا منهم ولا معهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم
اللهم منزل الكتاب سريع الحساب اهزم الأحزاب اللهم اهزمهم وزلزلهم اللهم اهزمهم وزلزلهم اللهم اهزمهم وزلزلهم اللهم ارزقنا صلاة في المسجد الأقصى وهو حر عزيز برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروني ولا تكفرون قوموا إلى صلاتكم رحمكم الله أقيموا الصلاة.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد. الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
صلاة المودع. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر الوسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. استغفر الله العظيم، استغفر الله العظيم، استغفر الله العظيم التواب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم، ونتوب إليك ونسألك توبة ومغفرة وهداية لنا إنه هو التواب الرحيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام وإليك يعود السلام، فحينا ربنا بالسلام وأدخلنا الجنة برحمتك دار السلام. تباركت ربنا وتعاليت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. اللهم منزل الكتاب سريع الحساب، اهزم الأحزاب، اللهم اهزمهم وزلزل اللهم اهزمهم وزلزلهم، اللهم اهزمهم وزلزلهم. اللهم ارزقنا صلاة في المسجد الأقصى وهو حر عزيز. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. مقبول إن شاء الله.